Hey guys, it's Jess with Cosplay for Christ. For our tips and tricks this week, I wanted to talk about the beautiful thing called a thrift store. So I will sometimes go and try to find pieces for some of my cosplays at the local thrift store. And I do this for several reasons. One, either I don't have much time. Two, I'm limited in my resources and I need something discounted. Or three, combination of I saw something that looked too good to let go. So right now I'm working on a pirate coat for my friend's bachelorette party that is going to be next weekend. I'm so excited. It's Pirates Weekend at the Texas Renaissance Festival, and she got engaged a year ago at the Pirate Weekend of 2021 when her fiance David proposed to her, and I got to be there and document it and take all their photos, and it was really fun. So this is actually pretty special for me too, because I got to be there when he proposed. And so I am working on this pirate costume right now, and I found at a thrift store this really cool brown trench coat. And if you've been following my Instagram stories, you can see the progress I've been making on it. To buy this type of coat online, it probably cost me $100, $200, possibly. But I bought this coat for $8. And the things I'm adding to it is not going to be more than another $30 in notions and buttons and time. And so this, to me, instead of going to online and buying a much more expensive piece, or even a Halloween store and getting a pirate coat, those suckers, man, I tell you what, I do not like Halloween costumes. I do not like, they're so cheaply made and the fabric is so gross. I'm like totally that meme from Twilight where they have like the vampires, the old ones, you know, looking down in a, you know, disgust at the people. Every time I walk through Walmart and go through the Halloween section, I feel like I'm that vampire. It's a horrible example, sorry. But it's true. It's like, it's like, you know, one ply toilet paper thin piece of satin that's gross. I don't know. I could go on and on how y'all know I don't like Halloween costumes. They're just gross. So I am able to get this really nice, it's like a London Fog trench coat for $8. So it's high quality, very good materials used, and it fits me great. And it was $8. And so I've been kind of dismantling some things, taking out buttons, taking off the back flap that it has, the loops. And I'm just using a really cool tutorial I found on how to turn a women's coat into a pirate coat. And I'll link that into this episode so you guys can see what I'm doing, or loosely basing my procedure that I'm following on this guy's YouTube. So, another costume I had done this with is my River Song Day of the Moon costume. Now, you could buy a Zeta dress for about, I think I last time I checked, $900. Or I found this really ugly. Oh, it was ugly, but it was the perfect color. It was exactly the kind of greenish mash colored green that I needed, and it was a huge sleeveless dress that was floor length. And so what I did was I took it in, I added panels to the skirt, and I used some paracords to put in the sides, added a zipper for the front, and voila, I had the River Song Day of the Moon costume. And I spent, no joke, probably $20 versus $900. So there are times when the thrift store is a great resource for you to find something for your cosplay, even like shoes at the thrift store. You can buy maybe really nice leather boots for $10 or $5. It depends on your thrift store. I encourage you, check out your local thrift store. And if you have several cosplays you're thinking about doing, just look at their selection and see if there's anything they have that you can make work for what you're wanting to do. If you can modify it, or even if they have something very similar where you have to do minimum adjustments. So that's it for this week. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Remember, be blessed, know who you are in Christ, and take ground for the kingdom. Talk to you soon. Bye.